Blog Talk Radio.
Arrived at their shores. I'm getting to the core of the lesson. Let's see what happens in 2000.
the next cycle. The people remember, like 2012, the 21st of December. The conscience will shift. You may turn the light, but you are the universe. You're gonna be alright. The pole may shift, your soul may lift to higher consciousness, but you know all this. The edutainment style will persist. Forget the fear.
Getting to the night is missing persons, human trafficking and sex slaves or sex prisoners. There's been a large topic. I remember hearing about this as a child, and it got more in depth, or I got more in depth in it when I went to college, when I became a sociologist, and I also was majoring at one time in psychiatry or psychology. Dealing with aspects of the mind. And that's what we're going to really get into, because that's what all of this really boils down to, is mental. Mental addictions, mentalism, in which that deals with beyond the reptilian portion of the brain. The cases of satanic sacrifices or human sacrifices from all around the world. And basically, it's contrary to the opinions of the police departments in the United States, the UK, or Belgium, or anywhere else in the world, that human sacrifice and the satanic ritual is no myth, neither is satanic ritual abuse. I remember in my third year of college, we had a guy, actually he was a police officer, I'm a detective, and he came to Federal State University, FSU, and we went to go see him, and he was telling us about all of this. He was telling us that this goes high up in the government and worldwide, globally. You know, the trafficking of young children, you know, for sexual enslavement. All right? For example, it is said that that a lot of this takes place during the satanic calendar ritual days. For example, statistics on missing persons in the United States are difficult to find, but are appalling. All right, it has been estimated from the Cal Fletcherman Foundation that 2,300 American people are reported missing on a daily basis, and that human trafficking is very real and huge activities worldwide. Now, among others, uses traffic people are a pool of victims from select or selection for occult human sacrifice. Marianne estimates that tens of thousands of sacrifices routinely occur worldwide on the date on the calendar of the Santana calendar. The best advice to the public is to know where your pets and your children are at all times. It is estimated that in 2010, over 1 million missing persons will be registered with law enforcement agencies, and that more than 800,000 was registered in 2007. It says 90% of missing persons do return home. However, a total of 10% or 100,000 do not. As of December 1st, 2007, only 100,522 missing persons cases were considered active. In 2007, only 15% of the missing persons cases registered were classified as local by the National Crime Information Center. And it says that 52% of the active cases were juvenile, 11% was considered young adults between the ages of 18 to 20, 55% of the missing adults are men, 40% of them are white, 30% of them African-American, 20% of them Latino. And only in October of 2001 were adults made inclusive of the National Missing Children Organization National Clearinghouse Data Bank, or database for the missing persons. This was called the Christian Law, which Christian was also a Charlotte, North Carolina registered native like Cal. Now, this is what is going on. This is what is being said in this particular article. Now, when you do some more missing statistics for missing children, it says that that the last support most true believers used in some variety or variation of the idea that the SRA, conspiracy explains the total of social accepted ideas, signifies here with the example of the common held assumption that there are thousands of missing children each year. Now, it says the SRA, conspiracy theory, accounts for this phenomena, the children are sacrificed in satanic rituals. Dr. Al Charlize estimates that 40,000 to 60,000 people are killed in satanic rituals yearly. All right? Other true believers cite smaller numbers, but still in the tens of thousands. Yet, when statistical studies are done concerning missing children, we find the truth does not fit the SRA conspiracy model. In fact, the vast majority of children reported missing each year are accounted for within a 12-month period. Even fewer than 300 uncounted for after a year. Now, the majority of the missing children either are taken by non-custodial parents in custody disputes or runaways. At least that's what is being said. So, you know, we're trying to give you both views here. However, we have a lot of information which that would support that there's definitely some things going on. A recent release of the Justice Department studies finds that almost all missing children are teens, runaways, or throwaways. The typical kidnapping is committed by a divorced parent who has lost custody. This is what they want us to believe. As for strangers abducted, the Washington, D.C.-based National Center for Missing and Exploited Children currently lists about 240 children missing in the entire country. Still, much of the American public is convinced that molesters, sadists, kidnappers, and pornographers are major threats to our children. All right, so this is what they are saying, but we're going to see before this lecture is over or before this show is over, especially at the top of the hour, we're going to have Nancy Richardson to come in, who has done major research on this as a psych major at Appalachian State. So she's going to come in and she's going to drop a lot of information, certainly at the top of the hour. But also, we're going to go over some of the satanic holiday dates. Now, you got to understand that these are not just satanic holiday dates. They're also pagan dates. But the Satanists use these days also to perform their rituals, because these are days in which their energies can be drawn forth, in which that we want to see from The Biggest Secret by David Icke. He makes mention of this also. But like, for example, January the 17th is Satanic Revels, which is sexual, oral, anal, vaginal, females between the age of 7 to 17. All right? Also, January the 7th is St. Wine Board Day, which is blood, which is animal and or human sacrifice and dismemberment, male if human. If we go to January the 20th, 27th, abduction, ceremonial preparation, and holding of sacrifice for Chalmers. Sexual in blood, oral, anal, vaginal sacrifice, female and children, any age. All right. If you go to March the 1st, Saint Ekhetet, which is blood, drinking of human blood for strength, and it's any age, male or female. You have March the 20th, which is the spring equinox, which is called the Sabbath festival, which is major fertility Sabbat, which deals with orgies, oral, anal, and vaginal, any age, male or female, human or animal. All right? Then you have the days of Easter, on the eve of Easter, as well as also from Good Friday, in which that deals with blood sacrifice, human, particularly, as well as male only, or male and female. All right. Then you have the April the 26th through May 1st, which is called the Grand Climax, which is called Demir, which deals with oral, anal, vaginal, and the Corpus Debal, which is through age 1 through 25, female. right? Then you have June 21st, which is Festival Day, Summer Solstice, Orgies, Oral, Anal, Vaginal, Animal, and or Human Sacrifice, any age, male or female or animal. All right, and I'm just showing you all of this because this will begin to start correlating. June 20th through 26th deals with abduction, ceremonial preparation, and holding of sacrificial victims, you know, for the Grand Climax, which the Grand Climax comes on July the 27th, which is oral, anal, vaginal, human sacrifice, female, child, or adult. So you will always see a rash of abductions as well as also during that time period, during those particular times. All right, we also have August the 3rd, which is satanic, evil, sexual, oral, anal, vaginal, 7 through 17. Again, September the 7th, which is the marriage to the beast, which correlates to September the 11th. Sexual sacrifice, dismemberment, infants through the age 21, female. We have September the 22nd, festive day for equinox, orgies, oral, anal, vaginal, any age. October the 28th through 30th, satanic high, holy day related to Halloween, blood, human sacrifice each day, any age, male or female. And of course, October the 30th, 31st, Hallow Eve and Halloween night, blood and sexual climax associated with the demons, animals and or human sacrifices. Any age, male or female, or an animal. November the 1st, Satanic High, holy day related to Halloween once again. Blood, human sacrifice, any age, male or female. And then November the 4th, which happened to be the day of the elections, politically, is Satanic Revel, which is sexual, oral, anal, vaginal, 7 through 17, female. December the 22nd is Winter Solstice, which deals with orgies, oral, anal, and vaginal, any male, female, human, or animal. And, of course, December the 24th, and which is Christmas Eve, you know, going into Christmas itself, deals with the high grand climax, received body parts as Christmas gifts. It deals with any age, male or female, human, and or animal, or infant males. So this is what is going on. Now, when you get to chapter 15 of The Biggest Secret by David Icke, he speaks about this. He says that Satan's children. Now, a lot of this stuff, he's coming from, I would say, somewhat of a Christian version. But in some way, he is. I wish that the information has to be explained a little bit better, which he doesn't do. But a lot of the information which that he does say carries miles. So he speaks about that the black magic rituals that we know as Satanism are the modern expression of rituals and human sacrifices in ancient Babylon and the Brotherhood infiltrated societies of Sumeria, Phoenicia, Hittites, Egyptian, Canaanite, and Akkadian people, among many others around the world. It has been a seamless procession through history of the same rituals to the same deities and thus remains of the fundamental importance to the initiates of the Brotherhood today. Now, he goes on to state that, you know, he's trying not to come from a Christian perspective. He goes on to say, my use of the term Satanism has nothing to do with the Christian version of Satan. I use it only to describe a system of ritual sacrifice and torture, which, staggering as it may seem to most people, is commonplace all over the world today. Satanism is just another name for the worship of a high destructive negative force, which has been given endless names over the century. And he goes on to name some of these names, Nimrod, Baal, Moloch, or Set, the devil, Lucifer. There is no end to them. I mean, of course, this is his perspective, and he's coming from that. We're going to later on, maybe not this show, but probably another show in which that we break down this information a little bit deeper, because we're only going to be able to reach the surface tonight because there's a lot of information, and probably we don't have the whole 2 hours in order to get it out. I definitely know that I'm probably have more than just this hour. But he speaks about the Satanic Network under the names of the various deities, which was created by Babylonian Brotherhood to serve their needs. He got to understand that these are particular thought forms And he says that we've seen the account of the watchers and their offspring, the Nephilim, including with reference to their blood-drinking activities. And the Brotherhood knows that the blood contains the life force energy. Drinking mystery blood has always been a feature of the reptilian bloodline because they need blood to live in this dimension. It is known as the Starfire, the female lunar essence. The female mystery cycle is governed by the cycles of the moon, and the blood contains that energy. Its ingredients are supposed to ensure long life. In India, it was called Soma, and in Greece, it was Ambrosia, and some researchers suggest. Now, you got to understand, once again, you know, he's speaking from just the lower nature aspect, not from the higher nature aspect. I'll get into that a little bit later, but he said that this was said to be the nectar of the gods, and it was. The reptilian gods were genetically blood drinkers. The Holy Grail chalice of Cup is also symbolic to the womb, which it is, and drinking menstrual blood, as well as being a symbol of the reptilian royal bloodline itself. Menstrual blood was provided for the elite of the reptilian royal line by virgin priestesses, and this is the origin of the term Scarlet Woman, in which that Nicki Minaj dressed up as at the award show. Or that to the Greeks, Sacred Woman. The Greek word for this is Herodule, and the English transliteration of that is harlot, and in Greeks, no, in German, it is known as whores, the origin of the word whore. All right, so he goes on and do a lot of other information, which, you know, I won't get into here. You can go and read chapter 15 yourself. But he does say that Satanism is based on the manipulation of energy and consciousness, which it is. These deep sick rituals create a energy field, a vibratorial frequency, which connects the consciousness of the participants to the reptilians, or better yet, to your reptilian portion of your brain, the base brain, or what is known as the brainstem, and other consciousness of the lower fourth dimension. This is the dimensional field, also known as the lower astral, which is actually the first and second overtone of the astral plane, to many people who resonate to the frequency of low vibratory emotions like fear, guilt, hate, and so on. When a ritual focuses these energies, as Satanism does, a powerful connection is made with the lower fourth dimension, the reptilians or demonic spirits, as we also refer to them as. And these are some of the demons which these rituals have been designed to summon since the whole sad story begins thousands of years ago. This is when so much possession takes place and the reptilians take over the initiate's physical body, or what is called mounting them. Now, or the witch riding your back, as it is also called. Now, it says the leading Satan is all full-blooded reptilians clothed in a human form. These rituals invariably takes place on vortex points, and so the terror, horror, and hatred created by them enters the global energy grid and affects the Earth's magnetic field. Thought forms of that scale of malevolence holds down the vibratory frequency and affects human thought and emotions. Now go to a place where Satanistic rituals take place and feel the fear in the atmosphere. What we call atmosphere is the vibratory field and how it has been affected by human thought forms. Thus, we talk about a happy, light, or loving atmosphere, or a dark or foreboding one. The closer the earth field is vibratorily to the lower fourth dimension, the more power the reptilians have over the over this world and its inhabitants. Right? Satanism is not just a sickness or a perversion. Also, it is also the main reason for existence from the Brotherhood point of view is to control the earth's magnetic field, to worship and connect with their reptilian masters, to drink the life force energy of their sacrificed victims, and to provide energy for the reptilians who appear to feed off human emotions, especially fear. These sacrifices are literally sacrifices to the god, the reptilians, and they have been happening for thousands of years. The mass sacrifice of people by the Aztec and Central Americans and so many others were to provide food for the physical reptilians and crossbreeds who eat the bodies and drink the blood and energy nurturement for the non-physical reptilians on the lower fourth dimension. Now, we got to understand the real science behind what is going on here, is that when you deal with that aspect, if you are dealing with the lower nature or the lower mind or the lower self, all right, now, the opposite of those who do the blood rituals, sacrifices, animal or human, or do the sexual orgies based off the lust, and those who do it, Tantra Kriya Yoga or Biosexology, and do Qigong and Tai Chi, is totally opposite because there is no animal sacrifice or human sacrifice involved. We understand that the same energy in which that forms a human body in existence is the same energy in which that is throughout the boundless universe, in which that you, especially as a melanated being, can absorb and store within the three areas in your body called your dantians. One in particular, your lower dantian, which is near your navel area, your heart, particularly the back of your heart, and your third eye area. These are the three storage places in order to rejuvenate your body on a daily basis without having to drink blood, animal or human. It's not necessary. However, when you're dealing with individuals who lack melanin, this might become necessary. Now, how we know? Because we got the world's so-called famous Satanist, Aleister Crowley, who had connections also with both Winston Churchill and the Nazis, Adolf Hitler, who advocated human sacrifice and admitted to sacrificing children. In his book, 1929, Magic in Theory and Practice, he explains the reason for ritual death and why small boys are the best victims. It was the theory of the ancient magicians that any living being is a storehouse of energy, varying in quantity according to size and health of the animal, and in quality according to the mental and moral character. At the death of this animal, this energy is liberated suddenly. From the highest spiritual workings, one must accordingly choose the victim, which contains the greatest and purest force. A male child of this perfect innocence and high intelligence is the most satisfactory and suitable victim. All right? He goes on in notes, or add in his footnotes, that according to the record of the Satanist, Fetter Peru Rabo, he performed just such a sacrifice 150 times every year between 1912 and 1928. Now think about it. That means that this one man ritually sacrificed almost 2,500 young boys in that period alone. Right now, we can't say, you know, we weren't there. I can't say that I was there. But this is according to the writings. Now, what we don't, what many of y'all might not know, of course, he proclaimed himself to be the B666, which, of course, 666 is nothing more than 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons, which is your carbon made-up body, which, i.e., melanin. But Aleister Crowley was also a 33rd and a 97th degree Freemason, as well as one of the high priests in the Golden Dawn, and was recognized as the master Satanist of the 20th century. All right? He ate the feces of women during bizarre sexual acts involving Luciferian worship and Satanism. At least that's what it said. Now, according to the shocking documentary film titled In Search of the Great Beast, directed by Robert Garofalo, which was, I think it was produced by Lynn Bissell in 2007, they state specifically that Barbara Bush, the wife of President George H. Bush, or Herbert Bush, is the daughter of the world's most infamous Satanist, which is Aleister Crowley. Now, for those who've been researching and studying this, I think Phil Valentine came out with it soon afterwards, which that he stated the same thing. I can't remember the name of the tape right now, but he dropped it on the information, also on that information. Now, I remember while I was in college, It was a newspaper article in the Washington Times, and they actually got news throughout the nation. But it was Thursday, June 29th, 1989, and it speaks about a homosexual prostitution inquiry and snares VIPs with Reagan and Bush. Cowboys take midnight tours of the White House, And it was written by Paul Rodriguez and George Archibald of the Washington Times. And it goes on that a homosexual prostitution ring is under investigation by federal and district authorities and includes among its client key officials of the Reagan and Bush administration, military officers, congressional aides, and United States and foreign businessmen with close social ties to Washington political elites. Documents obtained by the Washington Times reveal. All right, so you can go and find that article. Just put it in. Key search into your Google and pull it up. All right, it goes on to say how Larry Flynn, you know, who did the Penthouse joint, I think it was Penthouse or whatever, Hustlers Magazine, whatever it was, that he was the one in which that helped orchestrate that for the government. Okay? So do you still wonder what happens to many of the millions, yet millions of children who go missing every year all over the world, never to be heard of again? Because this is not just nationally, this is internationally. You know? Now, something else that David Icke said in his biggest secret book, in which that brings some things to light. He says that Satanism is at its core about the manipulation and the theft of another person's energy and consciousness. In olden times, they called it soul snatching. It may appear to be merely a sick and perversion, but those who truly understand the background of the ritual knows on what really matters is the effect of the ritual, not so much the ritualists themselves. All right, they are the means to an end, stealing or manipulating energy. Sex is so common in satanic rituals because of the moment of orgasm. The body explodes with energy, which the Satanists or the reptilians or the reptiles can capture and absorb. All right, this is because they don't have a well-developed emotional body. All right, if you continue reading, I guess, in The Biggest Secret by David Icke, he states that a woman by the name of Arizona Weldon, she states that these reptilians are not very psychic because they don't have a highly developed emotional body. All right, in order to be psychic, you must have a well-developed astral or emotional body. So he goes on to say that sexual activity inspired by low resonance to a much higher frequency or vibration and therefore cannot be accessed by the reptilians. All right? So any sexual activity that is inspired by love, it can't be accessed by them. So hence the signs of Tantra Kriya Yoga. All right? And thiosexology. Sex during satanic rituals or sacrifice ever explodes the orgasmic energy at the very low frequency because of the intent involved, and so the energy of satanic sex resonates to the reptilian's frequency or the demonic frequencies. All right, so the astrological energies constantly generated by the movement of the planets and the cycles of the sun and moon are also employed to add to the power of the ritual. All right, and we've seen a ritual here recently in which that just been blatant, you know, and I won't go into it so much as far as breaking it down, but we seen with the queen of pop, you know, Whitney Houston, you know, that is said to have been a Illuminati sacrifice. Now, Bobby Brown's sister came onto the news and she stated that she do not believe that Whitney took the pills that they were trying to allude to, nor killed herself. In other words, she did not die of somewhat natural causes, or in the case, she do not believe that it was accidental causes involved. All right? And she said she won't go much into the explanation of it. However, Nancy Grace, on her TV show, she specifically stated that she wanted to know who pushed Whitney down into the water. This is what she said. She wanted to know who pushed Whitney Houston down into the bathtub. Now, you know that less than 24 hours beforehand, her daughter, Bobby Christie, almost died the exact same way, in the exact same tub. All right? And amazingly, that was the night in which that Clyde Davis was on the Piers Morgan show with the individual who also had Illuminati blood sacrifice within her family, according to Brother Black Dot, as well as also to Professor Griff, Jennifer Hudson, who had her mother, brother, and nephew sacrificed. And here Clyde David is on the Piers Morgan show, who took over for Larry King with her, and they are questioning if she has the range or the ability in order to have beat Whitney Houston at her peak. That's what Piers Morgan said. And Jennifer Hudson was shaking her head like, no, he didn't. No, he didn't go there. And she was saying, yeah, I got it. You know, basically she was saying, yes, I got the ability, you know, but, you know, you didn't need to go there, you know, in that manner. And you go back and watch this. This is on YouTube. You know, and this is no coincidence here, you know, that other people on Arista, Epic, RCA, Sony, in which that Clyde Davis were all involved in, died under mysterious circumstances. You know, this is no coincidence. You know, so when you look at this, and if I'm not mistaken, I could have sworn that they also were saying that she's going to play Whitney Houston role in Bodyguard Part 2. So it's like she was chosen to take the place of Whitney Houston. You know, so this is what we're talking about. This is the sacrifices in which that goes on, especially when you attempt to, when you sell your soul to a demonic industry. And if you don't believe me, go and watch Chaka Khan. She speaks specifically about how the industry is demonic and how it steals your essence, your soul, and how it will sacrifice you at a drop of a dime. She said all of this on the Piers Morgan show herself. Why do you think Bobby Christie, who is the daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, is running scared? Because not only was she about to be drowned as part of the ritual 24 hours before, but she's still running for her life now. And even the family states that that they are scared. Why are they scared? What is going on? There's something that we don't know. We see Whitney Houston interrupt an interview that was getting ready to go on E! Entertainment with Clyde Davis on there with Brandy and Monica, in which that she goes and she do all this kissing on Clyde Davis, and she kissed Monica, and then, you know, she hands Brandy a note. And Brandy gets on TV, and she states that she's not going to say what the note stated. She's not going to speak about what the note entailed. I mean, these are a lot of things in which that can be part of this same thing here. I mean, we know, like, for example, that this is real, you know. If we go in history, you know, I mean, Benjamin Franklin is said to have had at least 10, 10 bodies underneath his home, his former home in London, you know, dated during the time when he lived. You know, and he's supposed to be a Christian, you know, the pillar of the Christian church and the founding father of the United States, you know, but he's part. part of this Satanic Hellfire Club, and the bodies of 6 children and 4 adults was found underneath his home. And this is historical. You can look this up on the internet. All right? Benjamin Franklin might not possibly have been his name. There's others in which that state that his name was Richard. But that's another story. You can actually find that information from Dr. Ali Muhammad. He speaks about it. But when you look at this, there's a lot of information on which that needs to be investigated into. Like a research was actually done in ritualistic abuse at the University of Colorado at Boulder, which they found that all of those questions have been subject to, that all their subjects has been subject, that they questioned was subject to intercourse or molestation. They said that 97 saw or took part in animal sacrifice, that 97% forced to take part in sex with adults, 97 experienced torture, 94 was sodomized, 88% was forced to watch or take place or take part in human sacrifice, and 88% in cannibalism. I mean, these statistics are staggering. Staggering. Okay? Now, in almost every case of human trafficking for child sex slavery, from Chile to Australia to Bosnia to Portugal to Belgium to the United States, court proceedings get shut down or diverted when a clear connection to the elite arises. All right? And that was part of what we were just finished talking about, you know, about the elite in Washington, how that ran up on them with this homosexual prostitution ring in 1989 during the Reagan and the Bush administration. All the way up into the White House. Nothing happened. Nobody was prosecuted. Then there's a shocking study of 12% of children sexually abused in government custody. And this is from Daniel Tenser, a raw story in which that is dated on January the 8th, 2010. It says some 12% of minors held in government custody are sexually abused, and in some facilities, the rate reaches a stunning 1 in 3 children, said a report released Thursday by the Bureau of Justice Statistics. The first ever national survey of youth in custody found that no less than 10% of the 26,550 juveniles being held in detention facilities in the United States are abused by staff at the facility, while another 2.6 report abuse at the hands of other inmates. Now, you know that this basically is the same in jail. Among those facilities studied were 6 identified by the rate of sexual abuse as high as 3 in 10. According to the Associated Press, those facilities are Pendleton Juvenile Correction Facility in Indiana, Corsi Siena Residential Treatment Center in Texas, the Backbone Mountain Youth Center in Swanton, Maryland. No, the Backbone Mountain. Now, you know, that sounds like Brokeback Mountain. You know, then you had the Shemokin Youth Development Center in Eagle Springs, North Carolina. The Crescent Secure Treatment Unit in Pennsylvania. And the Culpeper Juvenile Correction Center in Long Term in Michelle, Virginia. The widespread sexual abuse of the children in juvenile facilities shows that the public officials either aren't paying attention or can't be bothered to do the right thing. So this is what is going on. Another study was done in 2003 on the National Prison Rape Elimination Act, which was created by the National Prison Rape and, Commission. Human Rights Watch notes that 6 months ago, that during that time period in 2003, that the study done by the Justice Department had yet to act on those recommendations. So they didn't even act on what they found. This is what we're talking about here. This is exactly what we're talking about. You know, there's another article that says, this is by U.S. News, that the Pentagon said lack on child porn probe, January the 5th, 2011, in which that United States Senator said that the Pentagon should have paid more attention to employees downloading child pornography on their work and home computers. Senator Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, told the Boston Globe he was informed that the Pentagon investigators failed to check all the names on a list of 5,200 employees suspected of viewing child pornography. 5,200 employees? God damn. He said 1,700 names on the list were not reviewed, the Globe reported Wednesday. And this was just last year, yo. This last year. But it says download child pornography is a federal crime, punishable by prison sentences of 5 to 20 years. But nothing happened. Wasn't some 1,700 wasn't even reviewed. Amazing. Amazing. And you get Brother Dale Jones, Alay Salam, rest in peace. If you get his book, Sex Prisoners, he breaks down a lot of this information in there, especially in the industry. All right, Brother Dale Jones, as a matter of fact, stayed at my house, with us, my wife and I, and we talked about a lot of these things that was going on in current events. He was known as the author of The African Holocaust. And he dealt with being the man as far as getting information out, as far as news reports and current events. He's one of the best at that. There's also another article in which it says the overview of Satanism and ritualized child abuse by Stephen L. Glass, and that's from the Department of Criminal Justice, Southwest Texas State University. This is why we're going to get the Appalachian State University information on the statistics at the top of the hour here. It says there's an apparent growing incidence of occultic crimes against persons in the United States. Included in these crimes are incidences of ritualized child abuse, which encompass both physical, mental, and sexual aspects of their victims. Though in certain criminal investigations, they are not identified as being occultic in nature. Nevertheless, they are occurring with alarming regularity. He says this paper will explore certain definitions of ritualized children or child sexual abuse, such or some background and history of witchcraft and Satanism to include early manifestations of child abuse. It will look at the characteristics and the motivation of the predators. It will review some of the research studies in the area, and it will propose some approach to ameliorating the problem. All right? He goes on to say that witchcraft and Satanism can be traced far back as the 3rd century A.D., with paganism predating that. As far as accurate records are kept in the 15th century, France, Gilles de Riez, known as the protector of Joan of Arc, engaged in Satanism, and he was suspected, of ritualized child abuse and all types of demonic possession. Now, this is just some of these articles. You have the Huffington Post by Alexander. Etchler. It was posted on February 28th, 2012. And this is an important article because it speaks to those in higher position. And them being psychopaths. We did a whole show on the psychopathic tendencies of not just police who believe that they have authority over people, but also others, such as elites within the political arena and the global arena. Well, the following article speaks to Wall Street mental health, Wall Street psychopaths, mental illness, mental pathology, psychopaths, stockbrokers, stock traders, Wall Street mental health, business news, etc. And it goes on to state that that Christian Bell, as Patrick Bateman, a Wall Street investor, banker, and psychopath, researchers believe that as many as 10% of people in the finance industry may exhibit the trait of clinical psychopathy. One out of every 10 Wall Street employees is likely a clinical psychopath, writes Sherry Duchovny. This is what it said. It says that a financial psychopath can represent it as a perfect, well-rounded job candidate, CEO, manager, co-worker, team member, because their destructive characteristics are practically invisible. And she goes on to write, who pulls together research from various psychologies from her, for her story, which helpfully suggests that the financial firms carefully screen out extreme psychopaths and high-end. This is what they claim. But somehow, the 10% sneaks in. And this would make sense due to the fact that if you go back and watch the protesters on Wall Street, especially in New York, where Wall Street is located at, and you'll find that Wall Street gave the New York Police Department $4.1 million in order to arrest the protesters. All right, who was doing nothing, who was homeless. And yet you would see the Wall Street people actually sipping champagne and wine and clicking glass as the abuse was taking place, the police brutality was taking place. Psychopaths. This is a psychopath, all right? It says that a clinical psychopath is brilliant, bright, charming. He lies easily and often. And may have trouble feeling empathy for other people. He's probably also more willing to take dangerous risks, either because he doesn't understand the consequences or simply because he doesn't care. Now, this is just, and you got to understand that you're still dealing with the same psychopath in all of these fields in which that we're talking about. In every way, okay? In everything that we're talking about, this is what is going on, all right? So we're getting ready to go to a song, and at the top of the hour, hopefully our guests will be on, and we're coming back with more.
Money, real. In my heart and in my mind, I'm gonna win and you cry. Tell me. crisp skin. Hit him escape from New York like snake split skin. I told you from the gate that you needed more marketing, and these major labels are not listening. Stood in the B-boy stance, teeth glistening from the gold in his mouth, summer breeze whistling. I contemplated my retort, eyes fixed in on a crucifix around his neck, I guess he was Christian. Just in the police siren, it pitched into the soundtrack of the hood, so I spoke with conviction. Spoke as if I was 16. Put a little bass in my voice like pitch bend. Cause where I come from, where I come from, we all come from. Sky, moon, star, the earth, and sun. Multiple skin tones, blood is one. The pen is the ammo to my automatic gun. Bring to fruition what I write to get me out of the slums. And I'm shine, 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 shine like the sun, the world's mine. Each line of speech designed to transcend time and reach the unborn and transform your mind. And I'm shine, shine. New York, if you're in the house, if you're turning it out without a doubt, know what I'm talking about. Just scream and shout, and everybody say, now Detroit, what the fuck could be? Getting wild in the street, see the mark of the beat, face the police.
What up, man?
Shot town, what the fuck the sound? So by the pound, just get on down. What the fuck is the ball? The ball, you see? West Coast, solid the most, holding your toes, grab your boat. What the is the wall? What the whoa? Everybody hurts. Dirty, you know, dirty, you know, dirty, 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 you know, dirty.
Shine, shine, shine. No doubt, even in the midst of all of the nonsense, you still got to shine. You know, we're going to go to the phone line. Let's see who's on. Area code 828, you're on the line.
Hey, Dr. Bay, this is me, Nancy.
Hey, we ready, we ready. That's what I'm talking
about. Are you ready, you ready? Or did you prep them? Do they know?
Doesn't matter. Be here.
Oh, okay. Okay, my name is Nancy Richardson, and I did two research studies. I'm an undergrad student at Western Carolina University, and I did two research studies, one on the scope of human trafficking globally and nationally, and one on mentally ill persons who are in jail and prison. So first, I'm going to talk about the human trafficking for a little while. And first, I'm just going to give you the definition of human trafficking, which is said to be defined as both sex trafficking and labor trafficking, and is the second largest and fastest growing criminal industry in the world. In 2008, huh?
You said it's the second largest.
Right. Guns and firearms, illegal guns and firearms, and illicit drugs are number one.
Number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what else? Yeah, trafficking is the recruitment, transportation, transfer, harboring, or receipt of persons by the threat or use of kidnapping, force, fraud, deception, or coercion, or by the giving or receiving of unlawful payments or benefits to achieve the consent of a person having control over another person and for the purpose of sexual exploitation or forced labor. And just going to go through some facts dealing with sex trafficking that I found. This is from taken from the Advocacy for Human Rights, where it talks that human trafficking includes both sex trafficking and labor trafficking. And, of course, like I said, is the second largest and fastest growing criminal industry in the world. And in 2008, traffickers made $31 billion by buying and selling humans. The International Labor Organization estimates that there are at least 12.3 million adults and children in forced labor, bonded labor, and commercial sex servitude at any given time. Of these victims, the International Labor Organization estimates that at least 1.39 million are victims of commercial sexual servitude, both transnational and within countries. According to the International Labor Organization, 56% of all forced labor victims are women and girls. And sex trafficking and prostitution is one form of human trafficking, but is not limited to cases involving foreign nationals, but includes U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents, force, fraud, or coercion, but includes cases involving a variety of means of recruitment and enticement, transportation or movement across a border, but may occur within a city, county, state, or country, sexual exploitation, but may overlap or intersect with human smuggling or labor trafficking cases. Sex trafficking and prostitution are part of the same continuum of criminal activity that is the sexual exploitation of women and girls. And the next part was taken from, like, a scope within Minnesota, which the Office of Justice Programs of the Minnesota Department of Public Safety complies of survey, which in 2006, 43% of service providers reported serving at least one trafficked person, while 21% were unsure as to whether they had served a trafficked person. And in 2007, about half, which is 47% of service providers, reported working with only U.S. citizens who had been trafficked into sexual exploitation from within the state of Minnesota, as well as from other states such as Wisconsin and California. In 2007, they also seven service providers had worked with 342 Native women who were trafficked. Over a three-year period ending in 2008, service providers identified 731 sex trafficking victims and 93 labor trafficking victims. And according to one service provider, 8,000 to 12,000 people are estimated to be involved in prostitution / sex trafficking in Minnesota every day. And in North Minneapolis Research Project on prostitution and sex trafficking, 56% of people involved had their first experience in prostitution, sex trafficking as a juvenile, which is basically under the age of 18. Similar studies have been done where they found similar figures in Chicago, which had 62%, and San Francisco, who had 78%. The average age of a girl's entry into prostitution and sex trafficking is 12 to 14 years. And also found some statistics done by the Department of Justice, where they reported in 2008 there were 488 suspects and 527 victims. More than half, which were 62% of the confirmed labor trafficking victims, were of age 25 or older, compared to 13% of confirmed sex trafficking victims. The confirmed sex trafficking victims were more likely to be white, which made 26%, or black, which made up 40%, compared to labor trafficking victims who were more likely to be Hispanic, which made up 63%, and Asian, which made up 17%. Four-fifths of victims, which is 83%, is confirmed sex trafficking incidents were identified about U.S. citizens, or identified as U.S. citizens, excuse me. While most confirmed labor trafficking victims were identified as undocumented aliens, which made up 67%, or qualified aliens, which were 28%. Most confirmed human trafficking suspects were males, which made up 81%, and more than half, 62% of confirmed sex trafficking suspects were identified as black, while labor suspects identified as Hispanic, which made up 48%. Human trafficking is not just a problem in other countries. Cases of human trafficking have been reported in all 50 states. It is also affecting school systems in the United States, because trafficking can involve school-age children, particularly those not living with their parents, you know, because they're more vulnerable to be coerced into labor exploitation, domestic servitude, or commercial sexual exploitation. Those who recruit minors into prostitution violate federal anti-trafficking laws, even if there is no coercion or movement across state lines. The children at risk are not just high school students, but studies have demonstrated that pimps prey on victims as young as as young as 12 years old. Hello? Hello?
Oh, yeah, we here.
Okay, you were saying.
Let me just let you get it all in before we start going to the questions. We got statistics, because in the chat room, they don't believe the statistics. They wonder where the statistics were coming from that I was expounding on, as well as also now they can't say, because I did give my statistics on where I was getting them from, the articles from out the newspaper,
uh-huh.
as well as also you are giving your statistics. You know, so I'm just, you know, letting them get a comparative on what I stated in the first half and what you stated in the second hour.
Okay, so I will continue. North Carolina has been ranked in the top 8 most common sites for human trafficking, mostly for high-speed highways.
Now, hold on, we
got
to hold it right. That's amazing. North Carolina is 48 in education, but 8th in human trafficking.
Yeah, because...
and they will wonder why we have a problem with the police brutality or anything else in which that is going on in the state of North Carolina. Amazing.
Right. And the reasons that they stated that it was 8 because we have I-85 and I-95, and Charlotte has been noted by the FBI as a frequent sex trafficking hub. And so most people, I'm not going to say, but Mexicans, you know, have been caught doing the drug cartel and trafficking underage girls. And then we have the agriculture, which is really big by, you know, construction companies bringing over illegal Mexicans who are also using underage people for labor as well. So that's why they said that North Carolina ranked 8th out of the 10 states. Mostly because of the agriculture and because of the highways, which, you know, you can take from New York to Virginia to, so it's basically the middle point where they stop.
Right. So what we've been able to come to the conclusion of is that the children or missing persons are being used as labor, as you said, child labor.
Right.
They have also been used as sex slaves or sex prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
And we even stated in the first hour that they're even being used as ritualized sacrifices or either child abuse in regards to the particular, I guess you could say, cross-country violations of the RICO Act. Because anytime that you take a child against the will without the consent, of course, state lines or county lines, that's actually just what we go. Like kidnapping, you know, as well as many other things. Slavery, kidnapping, you know, extortion,
mm-hmm.
you know, oppression. So definitely, continue on.
Okay. Since we're trying to get to questions, I'm going to move on to the second research study I did, which was on mentally ill persons and the overcrowding of prisons. And in 2004-2005, I found that in the United States, there are more than 3 times more seriously mentally ill persons in jails and prisons than in hospitals. In 1955, there was 1 psychiatric bed for every 300 Americans. By 2005, there was one psychiatric bed for every 3,000 Americans, which the majority of the existing beds were filled with court-ordered, meaning forensic cases and not forensic cases or for those who were civilly committed. Then we're talking about given the evidence for the decreasing availability of psychiatric beds for individuals with serious mental illnesses and evidence for an increasing number of such individuals with serious mental illnesses and evidence for an increasing number of such individuals being incarcerated in local jails and prisons, the question I ask, what are the odds of a person with a serious mental illness being in a jail or prison compared to a psychiatric hospital? Data on the number of inpatients in public psychiatric hospitals, private psychiatric hospitals, and the psychiatric units of general hospitals were obtained from the 2004 inventory of mental health organization carried out by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration under the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The number of inpatients was obtained the first day of the hospital reporting, from January 1st or July 1st, where, in addition, the number of beds included in the survey includes all the forensic psychiatric beds which are occupied by seriously mentally ill individuals who have been court-ordered to the hospitals. These also include individuals who were found incompetent to stand trial, found not guilty by reason of insanity, sexually violent predators, etc. In 2004, in the United States, there were 100,439 psychiatric beds available in public and private psychiatric hospitals and in the psychiatric units of general hospitals. Since the population of the country was just over 300 million at that time, that means there were approximately one psychiatric bed for treatment in 1995 than in 2004. Where I went on to use a statistical test, I found there was a very strong correlation between those states that have more mentally ill persons in jails and prisons and those states that are spending less money on mental health services. Among the 10 states most likely to be using hospitals, six were also among the 10 states spending the most money per capita. Almost also among the 10 states most likely to have mentally ill individuals in jails and prisons, five were also among the states spending the least money per capita. The problem associated with having seriously mentally ill persons in jail and prisons. In jail or prisons, repeat offenders are commonly referred to as frequent flyers. Example is, in the L.A. County Jail, 90% of mentally ill inmates are repeat offenders, with 31% having been incarcerated 10 or more times. Houston's Harris County Jail in 2008 included two mentally ill individuals who had been booked 30 times since 1999 and 45 times since 2001. Also included was a 34-year-old woman diagnosed with schizophrenia, which is a complex mental disorder that makes it difficult to tell, like, the difference between real and unreal experiences. She had been charged with 12 felonies and 31 misdemeanors. At the Palm Beach County Jail, a male was diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder and was booked 49 times in 40 months between March 2006 and July 2009. The record for repeat offenders probably belongs to a woman who I found had been arrested 259 times in Memphis, Tennessee. Only then, after that 259th time, was she committed to a state psychiatric hospital.
Now that's amazing, because when we looked at the American Psycho that Christian Bale played in as a lead character, this new article that just came out said that some psychiatrists and actually psychologists long claimed that the qualities that make for a high-achieving politician or stockbroker, you know what I'm saying, are also the same traits that psychopaths have in abundance. You know what I'm saying? So they're focusing on those who are at the blue collar level, or either at the street level, they targeting. But when it comes to those in the white collar areas and those crimes in which that are committed, oftentimes there's nothing done, and there's no statistics on them being psychopaths. But yet this new article states that it is an abundance within high-achieving politicians, you know, because they have a tendency of being able to scratch their way up to the top, you know, in any type of environment. And oftentimes they are perfectly demonically possessed, according to research also done. You know, so these are the individuals that we have to contend with on a daily basis.
Right, right. There was a segment done by Dateline maybe a year or two ago where they talked about how they had psychologists and psychiatrists on there speaking of these certain psychopaths who they thought or claimed to be possessed by demons. And some of them would take their patients and would even try to find Catholic priests who did exorcists to rid them of these so-called demons. So,
How well did that go?
I don't think that went very well, because I was watching another video which showed, I think it's called Sexual Predators Among Us, that ABC did a couple of years back, and it showed how they were housing sociopaths and sexual predators who had even murdered numerous of people, but yet they were giving them passes,
right,
to go out and roam the town.
Right. Well, that's because they're part of these satanic cults. And like we said, we're not talking about Satanism in the sense of we're talking about it in the sense of what the Christians refer to them as, but we're
right.
talking about those who are soul snatchers. They attempt to steal energy. Now, we
right.
go back to Ringo News, Corey Feldman, who was an actor back in the days. Y'all might, you know, some might be remember him. And there was another actor, and they both was on TV, and they were saying how pedophiles in Hollywood is abundant, especially those who sit at the high levels, and how they were sexually abused as children coming through the entertainment field. And we know that
right.
this is running rampant with also within music, you know, with the
yeah.
You know, with the satanic verses, you know, playing backwards, or you know, or you know, and hear certain terms, and you know, and the attempt to be a cultist. But they don't never explain the information. So to me, they're not occultists. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They are mystics, you know, because they can't explain the esoteric or the metaphysical teachings in which that they're trying to convey to the people through the music, or either in writ, you know. And I have a let's play this particular clip here before we get back to it. Hold on. Let's get to that.
All right.
Right, let's see.
100,000. And the parents are absolutely beside themselves with worry, have no idea what's happened to him.
Let's go back here. Here it is. Let's hear this. This right. actually was on the news on TV. It's going to be shocking, so, you know, just hold on to your seats. For those who haven't heard this information before.
Who went missing a year ago, and his parents still have no idea what happened.
I hope you show that picture up. You know, this really hit me, this story, because this young lad came home from school, took his jacket off, changed his clothes, went to the bank, withdrew £200 from his savings account. He's never been seen since, 14 years old. And you know, there's 100,000 children go missing a year under 16. 100,000. And the parents are absolutely beside themselves with worry. Have no idea what's happened to him. And
that's in Britain.
In the streets of London, because he was seen in a CCTV camera film wandering around.
100,000, you would think, would make news all the time.
You would think so, and I guess that's the problem. Just too many. And when you read the story, it really does pull at the heartstrings.
And the family background before, though, is that
no issues, can't understand why, a bit unhappy at school, but no real problems. And then you read their heartwarming story. There's nothing they can do to get him back.
His name is Andrew Gosden, and there he is.
Anybody seen him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real, it's such a torment, that, isn't it?
So, that was 100,000 in just London alone. You know, but we can continue listening, and we'll see what else that we find within this, you know, episode. Because actually, even in North America, over 275,000 young people go missing. And you hear it. Try to get the audio better for you. Hold on a second as we get this audio, because you.
All right, I'm going to try to make it as quick as I can. A little video here. You see the golden arches, and I know I'm not quite a middle-aged man. I'm in my mid-30s, early to mid-30s, and I think back at McDonald's, and I think of. Fun times riding around the car, eating ice cream cones, and maybe playing in the play place in later days. But what I'm going to talk about now is something that I hope will make a lot of you think. Now, the people that know of David Icke might already know of this theory, but it's somewhat new to me. I'm just going to go over here some statistics in the United States. Missing children every year. We got almost 800,000 missing children every year, 203,000 of which are children that have been abducted by family members, and 58,000 approximately have been abducted by non-family members, and then 115 of which are just stereotypical kidnappings. Okay, now doesn't really say what about the other 500,000 children that they don't find. You know, I'm sure some of them are runaway that are trying to, you know, start their lives or whatever as runaways. But here's a theory I heard. This is from forum.davidicke.com, and here, the Google search I did is McDonald's sacrificed children blood, and you got some hits of some YouTube videos that have been deleted. I don't know if that's because they were truth or what, but I'm not going to rule this out as factual. And I've already had stopped eating at McDonald's. And this really sickens me, but the theory is that all these missing children end up in the McDonald's meat. It's pretty sick. You can
now, some of you might think that is crazy. However, we have an actual rabbi, a Zionist, all right, in which that basically admits the same thing. The audio isn't good. We're going to try to get it. And I'm going to have to I guess in a sense, state what is being said because the audio isn't that well. However, it has to be stated the way that this information is connected. He's a Zionist rabbi, and his name is Abe song Frankenstein. All right, he basically say that that 300,000 children a year that they drink the blood and sacrifice their children. Then they then they give them to restaurants like McDonald's and different other restaurants to grind up the body parts. You know, so. And he's saying that we got to do what we do. Finkelstein, that's his name, A. Finkelstein. So now you understand is that they look at us as being chattel, which is a French word which means cattle. Whenever they speak of a goheim, which is a Yiddish word, you know, which is oftentimes spoken in that manner, you know, they're referring to Gentiles, in which that the word Gentile is awfully reminiscent to the word genitals, in which that someone who dwells in their lower nature, and being that they claim to be the chosen ones of God, of Yahweh, or Yahivahi, then they're saying that they have the right to do whatever is done to these children. You know what I'm saying? As well as also to you, you know, who are the Gentiles. All right? This is what is going on. If you don't believe me, here go another one, which that deals with the Jews selling your babies on foreskin on the stock market, you know, circumcision. You know what I'm saying? And how they use the foreskin and facial anti-aging creams and different other things. As you know, they use the placenta of the human being in shampoos and conditioners. All right? So this is nothing new. This is black market, and not even black market. It's puppet market because it's on the stock market. All right? So let's listen to this clip right here also.
The kind of your encyclopedia. On circumcision, as to why they do it, it's got a residual effect. The residual effect is to separate the boy from his father, because if a child has no attachment to the father, there's no level of any type of intimacy, there's no respect there. If a father can't protect you, then why do you want to have an attachment where you know, and this is the psychological effect, because, you know, something that sensitive and that attached to you is raped and touched or hurt. And no one protected you, not only your mother, but your father.
Yeah, I've been a little too hard on the mothers versus the fathers, but you had a good point there.
Right, and so, you know, it also creates like a rabid dog. You know, this is the perfect place to get your soldiers from because, hey, they've been, you know, like you take a beehive and you shake it up, you really piss off the bees inside. Well, this is a great way to piss off a person right when they pop out of the womb, when that's a traumatic experience anyway. And now a second traumatic experience, and you turn the child into a catatonic zombie, and then they hand it to the mother, and like, oh, look how quiet it is. Of course it's quiet. It's in shock, post-traumatic shock. And so, you know, it goes way back. This is like, you know, that Lamb of God thing, only in this case it's the Lambda of God, because what they're doing is taking the male, making it a sacrifice, because this is what they've done. A long time ago, they worshipped a goddess, the Jews, and so they still do to this day. That's why you're a Jew through your mother, but it's a perverted version. And so the goddess wants blood, and she wants male blood so that her queer priests can have some male booty, pardon the term. And so to this day, they not only do this to your babies, but they sell your baby's parts, and so the male baby's parts. So, you know, on the stock market, and folks don't even know this, the American babies' foreskins are being sold on the stock market, and every time that procedure is done, the hospitals or clinics, they pay a percentage to the companies that own the patent rights to the tools that are used, such as Gomco, Mogen. These are all rabbis that they're using their names, and some of them are incorporated.
Hold on a second. I just want everybody to pay attention to this. And I don't know anything about this. Now, I've gone on to speculate on the air that, okay, one of the other aspects of this is that you're talking about, like, this is the male progenitor of life, and you're taking something from it, also an infant. And, you know, I kid, and I don't know, I'm just reaching with this, that these are actually sold and served up as a delicacy. And what you're saying is that this is on the stock market?
Yeah, it's on the stock market, and folks don't even know that. It's going on every single day. They don't even realize it, and it's done purposely, and people don't even realize their babies are being sold as meat. Their male babies are the cattle, and it's a religious, financial thing. It goes on, and it's been going on for the longest time. Your babies, your male babies, are cattle sacrifice. And these are some of the companies: Gomco. You can look them up. GOMCO. It stands for Goldstein Medical Company. There's Mogen. There's Plastibel, there's Hollister. These are the companies that provide the clamp that holds the baby's penis, if I can say that on the air, and holds it and pulls it so that the doctor can slice it. And so that clamp, they make money off of that. Then they sell the foreskin. You make about $20,000, depending on the baby's ethnicity, upwards of $20,000 to $40,000 a pop, pardon the term, to other companies. And there was a show out.
Now, you got to understand is that they also, the priests, for those, according to their older traditions, they do not use the clamp or that. You know, if you get the various Hasidim Jews from out of Brooklyn, according to their tradition, what they would do is that after the foreskin is cut, they would suck the blood off the baby's infant's penis. They would suck the blood off of it. All right? So let's continue on.
Oprah show, she actually had a company on this. This woman came from the UK, another big company that loves to exploit males and, of course, females because we're all connected, but they really break the esteem. That's the first place a pedophile gets to the child. You break the connection with the father, the provider, protector, then you break the child's self-esteem, then you got a perfect rape victim. So you have these companies that do this to the children, and one of those companies was on the Oprah show from the UK actually promoting one of its products, which people didn't even know. They're so silly that the product uses American baby foreskin, and the company, I think it was called Skimetica, and another one was Vavetta or Vavita, it sounds like Velveeta, but it's Vavita, and they use this anti-wrinkle cream. So foreskins are used for anti-wrinkle cream, what they call liquid bandages. They take the collagen from it. They were using it for the biggest time in the U.S. and around the world to get interferon from, and they're still using it to this day for cosmetics, and people don't even realize that, and it's coming from America. It's like the biggest cattle industry or penis cattle industry around the world. That's why I call it the Lambda of God, because they're supposed to Lamb of God. They're using the little babies here.
Lamb skin.
Exactly.
Wow, that's interesting. I'm definitely going to look into the companies you mentioned. That's good info. But, yeah, you bring a really good point up. And, you know, there was an article that came out just recently. Somebody had sent it to me because of one of my tirades on this subject, which I think is probably a lot more important than all this patriot garbage and bull crap that we're fed. The idea of, you know, the mutilation of young children. And there was a story about this one family who was actually more, you know, had already made the naturalist decision, you know, in other words, we're not going to mutilate our child. And they told the hospital not to do it. The hospital came back and asked them whether or not they wanted it done. And they said, we told you no. Came back and asked them a third time. And they said, look, stop asking this. We don't want him circumcised. The mother, post-delivery, goes to the bathroom. They grab the baby. They circumcise him.
They must have wanted that foreskin really bad. Like I said, it's based on the ethnicity. If you are, here's the ethnicity that are top dollar on the stock market. If you are, they don't really want African babies. They do want African American, I guess, because of that mix. If you're Irish,
they do want the African American foreskin and babies. That mix. So, this is one of the reasons why that African Americans. Moors here within the state have one of the highest mortality rates. All right? The so-called said black male child has one of the highest mortality rates. All right? That's a fact. Continue.
British, they want that big time. If you are, they don't really want Mediterranean because that's borderline Jew. And by the way, not all Jews are circumcised. The elitist, or what they call elite Jews, and this is, you can look this up, those who aren't considered the Holocaust Orthodox, which would be the dumb Jew, you have the dumb Jew versus the elite Jew, they come from places like Belgium, Switzerland, and where you were talking about earlier, Holland, or the so-called Netherlands. They don't touch their boys' penises because they're not considered slave or they don't call themselves slaves. They would call them potential Holocaust victims or the Orthodox, those who actually practice it. Now, if you talk to a Jew, listen to what they'll say. They'll say, oh, I'm not a practicing Jew. That means they consider themselves upper crust. Those that are practiced, they actually believe what they're saying. It becomes a religious part of their lives, like a Catholic or a Catholic. They actually believe what they're being told by the rabbi or what they've read. They actually believe it. The non-practicing one is the one that considers themselves, you know, out of the league. And as to what you were saying with regards to the people not knowing what they're doing or the fact that they allow it to happen, and that particular couple, well, I got kicked out of school for writing a paper. That's why I know so much about it. I got kicked out of high school because I wrote a long-winded essay on it. I just did my research, and, of course, it was a Catholic school, but they kicked me out of school because of it. Well, I got suspended because of that paper.
Because it was racist or something?
They said it was anti-Semitic. They said it was anti-religious because, as you know, Christians believe in it too, in circumcision. It supposedly represents your covenant to the God. And they don't even realize the covenant was only, if they just did a little research, they found out that the covenant was to this goddess called Hathor. And Hathor was represented by a cow or calf. And, you know, the mother, and then you would, you know, you'd feed off the teat of the calf, but only the priest could feed off the teat. And the teat looks a lot like a penis. And so that's where they get a lot of that feeding off of the teat from. They're actually performing an act of fellatio, which is horrendously perverted, on an innocent soul coming into the planet. And so they suck the blood from it, and that they call that the mule is the person who does it. Now, you know, it sounds like an animal to me. Why would a mule suck a cow? Plain and simple, doesn't make any sense. But this is what they're doing. This is the acts of perversion that we're allowing to go on right in front of our faces. And it's not that this is separate from so many issues. This is one of the primary causes of the issues. And folks don't want to address it. You try calling up any of the news stations and asking them to talk about this subject and to talk about it openly and why is it done and primarily in America and why the American Medical Association allows it. Like a disease.
And recommends it. And just puts out.
And recommends it.
Yeah, and puts out a lot of crap as to why. Oh, it'll prevent this, it'll prevent that. I mean, just basically pulling stuff out of their ass. Literally.
Because we're under the thumb of those same individuals and whatever that you had mentioned earlier in your program that control all this and mandate that it happens. And so, of course, they better not talk about it or touch upon it. And, of course, you have to go through the gateways, and a lot of the gateways are these news directors and talking heads, and they all are either part of that cult, if you will, or they've been brainwashed just like those same morons who take their babies to hospitals and allow this to happen.
Well, and part of what I was saying earlier, you know, there's also a lot of, like, innocent victims in this because, you know, let's say you called some other show on any network, even this one, and presented this information. You would not receive a favorable response because you can rely on the fact that a lot of people actually, you know, had this done to them, you know, and therefore they will defend it because they will not allow themselves to think that there might be something wrong with them or that they were had. And so even if it was such an early age, it's kind of like, you know, they'd rather be like Dorothy and go like, oh, there are 5 grown men in my bedroom. I must have been having a dream, a wonderful dream.
Well, maybe if you could tell them that, okay, well, like Dorothy, if Dorothy were in her bedroom buck naked and she says the same thing, would you believe her then? Well, the same thing, you know, with the penis. They don't get it, and I have to approach this from a biological sense, from people like you just explained. I would never probably call them on their show because they would do that. But I would say, look, this is a biological fact. The same, what they call foreskin is the exact same type of skin that protects your teeth and gums, and that protects your eyes, and that protects the clitoris of a female. So, in other words, it's protecting an organ beneath. And when you denude an organ, it becomes calcified and deadened. And most of the people with ED, or Bob Dolitis, are men who have had their skin removed. So now I've got a whole other industry now, in addition to the cosmetics industry, that, you know, from purloined foreskins that they've taken off of babies and sold. Now you got Viagra and a whole bunch of, and Cialis, you know, because now, hey, you need it now, because, you know, your penis, by the time you're 25 or 30, is now non-working or half-working because you have no foreskin.
Yeah.
And in the Sex Act, the foreskin is necessary because it's actual electronic, if you will, that's the nerve endings, and there's millions of them in that foreskin, and when it enters a vaginal region, it actually is communicating or talking with it, if you will.
I support that.
It can go slower as opposed to like a rape act, you know, and using lube. Another
interesting. Very good point. Hey, great call. We're at the end of the show.
All right. So, as you see, this is definitely what's going on. And what we're going to do is go to the line, hold on with us, Nancy, and we'll come right back and we're going to pull you on in. They might have some questions for us. Let's see. Area code 09, area code 609. You're on the line.
Peace.
Peace.
Doctor, I mean, babe, y'all's bringing it to the table, man. Y'all's bringing it.
No, no doubt. Fine, too. Be trying to get everybody aware of what is going on planet Earth.
Yeah, no doubt. This is some powerful stuff, man. I was just thinking, you know, as a person that came up in the church, man, we've been, like, brainwashed, man. It's like the interview just pretty brings so much light to this whole thing about the Bible saying you got to be circumcised and the whole Israelite law. And you know, it just brings a question to the table, like, okay, if this was a covenant that was between God and the Israelites, you know, so to speak, as it says in the Bible, then, you know, why would it be that, you know, God would make this covenant and say your boys have to be circumcised on the eighth day, and if that's what's going to set us apart from the rest of the world, why don't you just create us without it? You know, why don't you bring us here with the foreskin and then tell us to cut it off? You know, and it just makes no sense to me.
Exactly. You know, and you heard the reason why it doesn't make any sense, because the foreskin has an electromagnetic property to it in which that is for the nerves in which that give forth the sensitivity during the sexual act. And with the cut,
right,
it dulls the nerves, you know. And this could account for why some of the brothers are impotent or have problems, you know, getting their penises up, you know. And
yeah, it's happening earlier now. Like, you know, you used to hear about this stuff until you were like, you know, 50 or 60. Now, brothers, you know, like in a early 30s, sometimes late 20s is experiencing this stuff, man.
Right. You know, so there's something definitely going on, and that definitely was an interesting connection, as well as everything that we're talking about tonight is showing the perversion of these particular rituals in which that is being done by not just the Christians or the Satanists or the Jews Muslims, but also showing how everybody have this thing wrong. You know, and when only thing that they really have to do, if they have sufficient amount of melanin, is to practice Qigong or Tai Chi or Reiki or Prana Healing or any one of those universal life force energy modalities, because that energy that's abundant, that's universal energy, it's everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
As compared to having to sacrifice a human being who isn't abundant, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which is limited, you know, and the life is precious, and but lives so many years. So why sacrifice? It just doesn't make sense. Why sacrifice an animal life?
Right.
You know, it just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So, you know, all that because the ones who are in power today, who doesn't have sufficient amount of melanin, and the ones who don't have sufficient amount of melanin are the ones who are the easiest in order to inhibit by these demonic spirits, you know, in which
right.
that, you know, David had called them reptilians. But he basically talking about that these entities are activated through the reptilian portion of the brain in which that controls the first and second chakra, which is lust and greed. And these entities are in that capacity, work in that capacity through the individual, act as a walk-in or act as a perfectly possessed individual or person. You know, and that's what we continue with. As it says in the scriptures, you know, we don't battle against the flesh, but the principality of darkness.
That's so the problem,
right.
Would you say that because, like, I'm referring to this in the scripture about this whole particular so-called covenant between the Creator and the Israelites, would you say that there's no real grounded truth to that, or would you say that it's like a form of long-term planning for those who have rewritten the scripts?
Exactly. It is definitely long-term planning in which that they want us to sacrifice to their gods, you know, in
right.
which that has certain aspects or energies of the human body. And
well, some of this stuff never really even existed, right?
Right, and there's certain thought forms. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just like Serapis, that was created during the Nicene Council, which was part of Asar and Apis, which symbolizes the sun bowl. You know what I'm saying? Or the bowl of the sun. Which is actually talking about the sun in the age of Taurus. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What they did was make that a thought form and then gave an image to it, which was white Jesus, in order to have the world worship it. And then refer to it as the lamb, symbolic to the age of Aries, which comes before Taurus, in which that was 2,000 years ago, actually from 4,000 years to 2,000 years ago. And now his symbol becomes the fish, which was from 2,000 years ago to just recently. And now the symbol becomes man.
Age of Aquarius.
Right, the age of Aquarius. You know, so
right.
this is what is going on. You know, so, I mean, when we look at it, we have to examine everything. Everything, you know.
Wow.
Whether it's
wow.
as below, as within, so without. We have to make sure that we use that supreme axiom.
Right. Wow.
All right. No doubt. Let's, all right. Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, peace. Let's go to the next caller, 804. Area code 804, you're on the line.
Peace, Brother Ali. Look, go to alexanderbackman.com. They not only got us eating ourselves, they got us drinking ourselves, too. They taking aborted fetuses, grinding
mm-hmm.
it up in powder form, and it's all in the bottled water. This is everything that we drink.
Want to make cannibals because what happened is that what's us being cannibalistic because what is being said is that if you go in and actually do some research on DNA, you will find that Africans and African-Americans do not have the Neanderthal gene. And the Neanderthal are Europeans, and they was cannibalists.
Exactly.
So in order to hold their composition, their physical composition together, they have to drink blood. They have to do these types of things, these types of sacrifices, these types of rituals as far as having it in the water, having it as the food to eat, and all types of things, you know. So that's what we're dealing with. But we, as those who do not have the Neanderthal gene, do not need it because we are the gods who came here, you know what I'm saying, and actually who formed them into existence using Neanderthal or what is known as the Yeti or the Sasquatch, you know, which is also referred to as the chimpanzee monkey, you know what I'm saying, genes and enzymes in order to form them, you know, within that test tube or in that laboratory. If you get the book Hermetica by Walter Scott, he said the Egyptian said the worst thing that we have ever done was create man in our image and after our likeness. Now, if that doesn't sound like the Genesis, the first, second chapter, I don't know what does.
And look, brother, I would like for you to have Walter Williams on your show. Because I like his work, too. And see, say again?
No doubt. We definitely will get him.
And I believe when y'all two brothers get together, man, that really going to be a good deal there. And look, Jeffrey Dahmer, that white boy was into a ritual called splash omelet, where you count the organs and you eat the favorite number or something. That's why they throw him to the woods. They throw him to the woods. But
That's right.
Go to Alexander Backman and look at that good piece. It's called Can a Baby, a Family Fetuses, Food. And see, it's all in the cane foods. Campbell is really big on it. But
right.
You can build on this piece here once you look at that. And I got another recording for Alexander Backman. The white boy is bad.
All right. Well, if you want to, you can actually actually speak on it. If you have the website pulled up and you find something interesting, just come on back and talk about it. You know.
Oh, look, you going over or you can cut off at the same at 8 minutes, whatever we got left.
do whatever. We can do whatever. I mean, we got another hour if we want to continue on, or either we can cut off. You know, if you want.
Okay, well, look, go ahead on and let me find this, you know, go into the archives and pull this thing up.
All right, no doubt. And come on back.
I will
and,
hit one.
Right, and hit one.
And that's why Alzheimer's and dementia is real high, and all these drinks, they DNA damage us.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right.
Brother, please try to get Walter Williams on it. And see, that Bible, like you spoke of Seraphis, we know about Moses being Mamona Dean and Dizadad's Erasmus.
Right.
Brother, I like Walter Williams. Try to get him on the show, because what
that's
you know and what he researched, it would be good information for the family.
All right, no doubt. I sure will.
So I'm going to go ahead and pull this on up, and I'm going to punch one when I'm ready.
All right, any particular subject that you want him to teach on? Matter of fact, I'll try to get him for next week if it's possible. Any subject you want him to teach on?
Yes. How the whole Bible is a myth, cook up these names and bring them into reality, like Paul never existed. Slavers Josephus never existed. Mesopotamia, Samaria, all that stuff is a myth.
Right. Now, you go back, if you would listen to my last three shows for the last 3 weeks, we actually went over the major world religions metaphysically decoded, in which I went over a lot of that information, too. If you go to religions metaphysically decoded and world major religions metaphysically decoded, go back to the archives, and I talk about a lot of that stuff, and I actually break down where the Bible comes from, each book, and who made them.
Okay. And see, them two books, the Bible and the Quran, that religion is the worst spell amongst us.
Exactly.
That's why we can't move on.
That's
and
right.
I believe that all the Negroes that are teaching all of them books, they are agents. It's just something inside my gut feeling that them Negroes is agents.
Well, I definitely agree that is definitely going on. That isn't kosher, especially when at one time when individuals say that that they're saying the same thing that you were saying, and then all of a sudden they come back and try to use the Bible as something in which that they abide by wholly, as if it doesn't have any allegories or metaphysical implications in it. So I have to question that too. You know, when they start trying to take it as a historical and literal book, you know, but
exactly.
when they at one time they didn't even believe it. You know, and they
were using the
works of Walt Williams. They're using the works of Chikantadia. They're using the works of John G. Jackson. They're using the works of Dr. Ben Yakinen. They're using the works of Chancellor Williams. They're using the works of John Henry Clark. You know what I'm saying? They were using my work. They were using all of these people's works. You know, Phil Valentine, Bobby Hemmett. And then all of a sudden, staunch Bible thumpers once again. So, yeah, I definitely have to question that out. You're definitely right. So come on back and pull up that site and come on back in. We're going to continue finishing up with Sister Nancy and see what she had to say about all of this. And then we can come on back in with some of that information because we want everything recorded. You know what I'm saying?
One more small thing before I leave. One more small thing. And you know,
yeah.
Brother Eileen, all of this is a conspiracy against Luxor. Remember I told you I went there? I've been over there for 8 months. And that's
right.
Where I started getting my hunches and my gut feelings from. They trying to distract us from Luxor.
Right.
We the descendants of them people.
No doubt. Karnak, you know, and Wah said, exactly, trying to keep us from our original teaching. But yet they can use it in order to deceive the world with it.
But I'm going to go ahead and back up and try to find this archives, you know, this thing up in the archives for the family tonight, all right?
All right, well, take down your question right quick and then bring your question back up so I can see your hand, okay?
Okay, but, you know, but once y'all get together, that's mainly, you know, about, you know, how everything in the Bible is a myth. How all the archives of the Bible is a myth. Don't none of them people exist.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
what I see. And once y'all two brothers get together, you know, y'all, you know, y'all going in anyway. You know, all the bases going to get covered anyway.
Right.
You know, so, it, you know, it ain't no particular question, you know, that I want to raise. That's y'all two brothers get together, because I know y'all going to try to help that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. So we're going to try to do that. So come on back and give me get that information for the people. So come on back in. Get the
okay.
Get the Nancy and get her story. Peace, Doc. Come on back.
All right.
Sister Nancy, you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hey, what you think? What you think going on here? You think we're getting info out to them? You think they learning something?
Yeah, I think they learning something. But they still don't know how bamboozled they be in, because they the ones paying for the housing of these psychos.
Right. You're right.
Oh, man. Yeah. But so I'm going to share just a little bit about, you know, what we talked about, the tips I gave you beforehand, which is basically, according to the Department of Justice, it costs American taxpayers $15 billion per year to house individuals with psychiatric disorders in jails and prisons. That means 300,000 incarcerated individuals with mental illnesses at a cost of $50,000 per person annually. And at the L.A. County jails, they spend $10 million per year on psychiatric medications alone. And as of 2005, Ohio was treating 8,371 mentally ill prisoners, which costs about $67 million a year. And from 1996 to 2001 in Oklahoma prison system, the number of prescriptions from psychiatric medications increased from 22,000 to over 40,000. And in Cuyahoga County Jail in Ohio, they spent $175,000 for Zyprexa alone, which is for people who have schizophrenia. And a major contributor to the cost is, of course, the that they are regularly arrested because of the failure of the mental health community. And in 2008, it cost Harris County Jail, which is in Houston, $87 million alone. So now people know where all their taxpayers' money is going to. It's to house these so-called psychopaths who I think through the medication are having these so-called mental illnesses. I don't think some of these people are born or genetically all born with these mental illnesses. I think it's because of the medication that they are given that they start to have these mental illnesses.
So you think it's being contrived? Through the industry.
Right. I think they know what they're doing when they put these medications on the market.
Interesting.
Every other commercial is a medication.
Now, if you notice, there's a pharmacy on every corner, almost on every block in the communities now. Whether it's whether it's Walgreens, Walmart, or some of the other ones. You know, I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, they're just as plentiful as almost churches and liquor stores now.
Mm-hmm. So, but that's all the information that I had.
Well, I mean, that's plenty. That's plenty. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know what is going on. and we having to speak out about it, you know, and, I mean, not just from human trafficking, from the missing persons, wondering what happens with the missing persons, because I know, like, during the Katrina disaster, the final call on the Minister Farrakhan specifically stated that there was over 2,500 children that was never found. And no one has never questioned that.
No, I believe it, because now they decide to have a show on TV One about missing black kids. Like, that's the oldest. That's been going on for so long. Now all of a sudden they want to have a show showing all these black kids missing.
Exactly. You know, so, I mean, it's a lot of things going on. We're going to see if the brother is prepared and bring him back on. If you got anything else to discuss. 804, brother, you back?
I'm still searching. I'm still searching real quick.
All right. When you get it, definitely come on in and chime in. And, you know, we can begin to finish this on up. You know, we're going to try to continue on with some more statistics here. And not just statistics, but, I mean, just common sense things, you know.
Right.
We see that this is at the elite level, the highest politicians, stemming from out of Washington, D.C., stemming throughout the various states. Like you said, North Carolina, you know, is eighth in human trafficking. And like I said, 48 in education. You know, I mean, come on. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is just, when we go back and analyze what is going on, the dumbing down of America is essential to the elite survival, you know, and them maintaining control over the populace and over the masses. You know, they have to keep us dumbed down. They don't want intelligent people, thinking people for them, you know. And so these are all ways in order to dumb us down, whether it's the fluoride, the aluminum, whether it's the human body parts, you know, obviously disease, you know, I would say disease, whether it's the vaccines, which is disease. And when you look up vaccines, ingredients, and fillers, you can see that it has formaldehyde, which is embalming fluid in it, someone else's snot, someone else's cells, such as cancer cells of Henrietta Lacks, which is the primary base for the vaccines. All of the vaccines, a black woman from 1950 who had cervical cancer. Also, somebody else's shit is in vaccines. Somebody else's urine, piss, is in vaccines. And they inoculate us with this, you know, and wonder why the black males have such a high mortality rate. And not just those things that add to it, just add on to the fact of being able to get these particular drugs from out of our system, you know, based on things that we should be eating and doing. One of the major things is alkaline water, herbs, alkaline electrical foods, particular herbs, cleansing herbs, you know, such as burdock, yellow dock, red clover, you know, black walnut, alfalfa, chaparral, garlic, myrrh. You know, these herbs help cleanse the muscles, the tissues, and the various organs and glands and create hormonal balance. You know, how to protect ourselves from these from the human traffickers and pedophiles. Like we said earlier, make sure that you keep an eye on your children. You know, when they're with you, make sure they're with you and not running off somewhere else. You know, keep up with them. You know, I remember when we had our store, our bookstore, in which that we sold Afrocentric books. A lot of the books that we may mention of tonight, or a lot of the authors that we may mention of tonight. And my son was outside playing, and I went outside and my wife came behind me, and we went outside together, and we seen this white guy come by, and he's an old white guy, and he's like, is that your son? Oh, he's so beautiful. So we already knew what was up. He was one of them pedophiles, you know what I'm saying? One of these satanic cats who goes into the hood and attempt to kidnap and get children and sleep with them in order to, or either sacrifice them in order to steal their energy, to become a soul snatcher, you know, or spirit snatcher, I should say, because they don't have a soul. They can't generate a soul because they don't have an emotional body. This is the problem with a psychopath. They don't have emotional bodies. This is why they can't feel the way that we can as human beings, as the gods and goddesses of this planet. They don't have sympathy. They don't know mercy, love, right. All they can illustrate and demonstrate is lust, lewdness, murder, maim, slander, killing. These are the attributes, and those are attributes of the lower self, of the devil, you know, of your double, your lower nature. You know, so these are the things in which that is taking place and going on. You know, you have something to add to it? Nancy?
I was reading stuff in the chat room. I was going to say, crap. No, if it comes back to me, I will then.
No, well, what you reading? Yeah, what you reading?
Oh, yeah, there you go, right there.
Oh, okay, yes.
Hey, look, I couldn't find the one I want, but I'm going to play this one right here, all right?
All right.
All right. Here I go. Give me a couple of seconds. It's rolling now.
Okay. And, yes, Harrietta Lack is her name. And we're talking about her cervical cancer cells are used as the prime or the base for all vaccines. And the word pharmaceutical comes from the word pharmacopoeia.
I got it now.
Yeah, pharmacopoeia, which means sorcerers. But really, they're not sorcerers because they don't really tie themselves back to the source. They're independent of the source, you know. So we got to get those names right, too.
Hey, Brother Lee.
Be ready, Ock. Hit it up.
I am ready. I'm rolling now. Yeah.
Alexander Bachman's story. Had the story for some time. Now the story is becoming public. So is it Alexander, could it be? In fact, we are defiling the temple that God created for us. We are eating ourselves. And through ignorance, which is not bliss at all, through ignorance itself, people are ingesting aborted babies inside industrialized products. It's grave in nature. Just think about the process of eating another human being, but to do it stealthily through a silent war mechanism such as the one that the owner of PepsiCo has started around against the population of the world, you know, continuing the Satanism to a mass extreme where the...
It is Satanism.
Oh, it absolutely.
Well, I think that, you know, like the Republican Party of the guys that are... buying for President of the United States, they're saying, well, we must not discuss 911, let's not discuss the death bus overhead, let's not discuss the murder meters. Just let the chips fall where they may. Let's not bother about these small details. We're talking about aborted babies by the millions being dried and ground up and put into the juices of the Ukraine, or the sodas. Okay. Absolutely. I mean, we have Pepsi doing this all over the board. We have Cenomix, which is a very important company out of La Jolla, California, receiving money from transnational companies such as Nestle, Pepsi, Campbell's,
Frito-Lay,
all these brands that PepsiCo controls, Lay chips.
That's what I'm talking about.
You got your Lay chips, and everything that Lay chips has this inside. A dead baby. You know, the other day I was at Subway, and I confronted the clerk on this matter. I told him, all your products are Minute Maid, Pepsi, Lay's, and all of them say natural flavors. These natural flavors are directly put into the product as flavor enhancers by Cinemix, whom is paid millions of dollars for a year for their research by Pepsi, by Kraft, by Campbell's. Well, they just got out of the deal because of the bad publicity for their soups.
Well, you know something? We're going to give them some publicity. Some free publicity.
Free.
Poor guys. Oh, boy. Guys, you're going to get free publicity on Paradigm Shift TV. We're going to give you a nice big front page. We're going to tell the world what you do. We're going to explain what they drink. Oh, they thought about it. They might change their mind. Just make it good for your business. There are madmen amongst us and zombies. Certainly, the greenies, some of the greenies, they go, oh, this is good stuff. And that Monsanto, makes monsters out of you. You say this is an important baby. Yeah, at 36 weeks of age, 36. Which is trying to quite well, okay?
Yeah, Cinemix is webpage if you want to go.
How do you spell Cinemix?
It's Cenomix.
Cenomix.
Their offices are in La Jolla. It's 11099 North Torrey Pines Road, La Jolla, California, 92037.
The address 11099
North Torrey Pines.
North Torrey Pines Road. That's in La Jolla, California.
Boy. And then we have this information, you know, this PDF article directly from the government of the United States, from the National Institute of Health, of how they create these flavor enhancers. And, you know, I did the research.
These are natural flavors.
They're natural babies. Right? Oh, yeah, God created them.
God created them.
They're natural.
They're natural, of course. What could be?
I'm sure they're not lying on the label.
I'm sure that the gangrenes will appreciate this. This is natural stuff now. Yeah.
And, you know, I discovered here through the scientific documentation that Cinemix affirms inside the official research papers, scientific paper that they handed in to the National Institute of Health, of cloning DNA from dead rats and humans and mixing rat and human DNA for their natural flavor.
Oh, God.
So it's not only humans, it's also rats.
Rat-o-meal.
Rats. Remember that rhetoric, you know, by Hitler, that they're like rats. They
treat us like rats and cockroaches. They don't mix the cockroaches at all. I think this is rats and babies. Maybe they think babies is rats.
Locusts.
They do, as a matter of fact. Yes. And then that one fellow who traveled around the world on the Calypso.
Oh, Jacques Cousteau.
He wanted to remove 350,000 people per day. If you live in a village, you're going to have to take out a lot of those villages because they're not going to be allowed to stay if the Illuminati have their way. Council on Foreign Relations, Federal Rome, Royal Institute of International Affairs. We might even be looking at the Antichrist coming along someday to make it mandatory. I regret that. Smart murder.
Whoa, Insanomix.
Insanomix.
I think that's better.
Insanomix. Cinemix, but if you want Cinemix to be a brand name, how does it go?
How does this tie into Ajinomoto? Do you know Ajinomoto, Anthony?
No.
Ajinomoto is the biggest transnational company in the world that produces aspartame. If you thought Monsanto created Neotame or aspartame, you don't know Ajinomoto. Ajinomoto is a massive producer of aspartame in the world, but they finance Cinemix or Insanomix's operations over there in San Diego. And you got your aspartame and the new thing, right? We're all delusional with TCS, with the chemtrail and the Morgellons. But the new thing.
Well, they say that if you've got Morgellons, it's delusional. Well, maybe be delusional. I mean, maybe I've really learned a thing.
Or has a
things all together. That maybe some of you, maybe some of you will come to freeworldalliance.com, crime.net, ourangelsuk.com,
and of course,
in Espanol,
on cienciaradio.com,
on
cienciaradio.com, or alexanderbachman.com.
But the CIA. Oh, yeah, CIA.
Yes. It is CIA.
Oh, yes, this is baby is reaching out to.
Yeah, 36 weeks.
What are they going to do with this?
First of all, they're going to crush the cranium, but before crushing the cranium, extracting the specimen that they say in the official court transcripts, that they must inside the cerebellum in order to, while the baby's fighting, he's fighting against this, they insert a tube inside his brain to suck out his brains while it's still alive.
Oh, listen, that's, you know, it's wonderful.
What's in the court transcripts, that's why I'm saying.
It's in the court transcripts, but I didn't quite get it.
I need you to go to alexanderbachman.com and click on the top that says Hidden Truth About Abortion, and go there and download the court transcripts that are available at the website Children of God for Life. That website has everything you need to understand how grave the situation truly is. The court transcripts, I read them, I almost, I vomited after reading them. They are very harsh and direct, but they have been saying.
But the Americans themselves, and the American and British people can take this.
Dr. Lee.
Yes, yes.
Now, peep this out. When Obama got in the chair, right, the
first
law he put on the books is that a black woman can walk in the facility 9 months pregnant and still get the job done.
That's right. Yeah.
But look, I gotta go pick my wife up and everything.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And y'all heard it, you know. We gave you a lot of information tonight. Do your research, find out what's going on, you know, because we're eating others, you know. We are being cannibalistic, you know, and it's part of the missing persons, it's part of the human trafficking, as well as also the energies in which that they're trying to tap into is being contrived through the sexual act, sex slaves, through oppression, through abuse, as well as also after they finish with them, you know, sacrificing, you know. So this is all going on. And as we heard Abe Finkelstein say, who's a rabbi, a Zionist, he stated that what they do with the bodies, well, they just drink the blood. That's what the Jews do. And the bodies, you know, they get ground up into meat and get served, you know, at McDonald's. You eat it, you know, as well as you heard, the guy who just finished being played, you know, state that not only are you eating it, but you're drinking it too. It uses flavoring in many of the foods and sodas and drinks, you know, that we actually ingest. You know, so thank you, Ock. Sister Nancy, you got anything that you want to add to that?
Not at all. Y'all nipped it in the bud.
All right. So we appreciate you coming on, giving us some real info. There's another website, too, that's been put up, IFF International Foods and Flavoring. That's what it is. IFF is International Food and Flavoring. They're responsible for a lot of the chemicals in the so-called foods as flavors. So you go to www.iff.com, /. And you can check that out in order to see what the guy was talking about. And you can go back and listen to this and get his name and get more information. We appreciate you sticking in with us, and we're getting ready to be out. All right.
Peace.
Peace.
Yo, are you a pimp, a hustler?
No, I'm not.
Are you a man, and can you stand alone like a man has to sometimes?
Yes, I can.
Are you willing to go out there and save the lives of our children, even if it means losing your own life?
Yes, I am.
I believe you, J-Ru. You ready?
Nothing to worry about.
Now, I don't push your legs. Others have their turn to flex. J-Ru is up next. All these so-called players up in the rap game got brothers on the corner selling crook cocaine. It used to be LaToya and Jim Hats, but now it's Uzi Max and G-Packs of crack. Everybody's psycho on some type of Gazello, but me, I keep it real, that's all swan like Jello. Don't drink Cristal, and I can't stand Mo. Never receive currency for moving a kilo or an ounce, make them bounce to the state pimp free flow. I never knew hustlers confessed in stereo or on video get caught, you know who turns states. Evidence, murder, weapon, confession, and fingerprints. Mama always said, watch what comes out your mouth. Tight case for the DA from here to down south. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding like King Solomon's wealth. You're a player, but only because you be playing yourself. With all that big Willie talk, hot, you're playing yourself. With all that big gun talk, bop, you're playing yourself. With all that rah, 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 you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. With all that rah, 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 you're playing yourself. With all that big gun talk, bop, you're playing yourself. With all that big Willie talk, hot, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. Now these ladies is looking pretty from city to city. I refined a few I met around the country. The nitty gritty is all reality, no question. Actual fact, like tight jeans cause yeast infections. And sisters with good minds get no respect when the asshole hanging out playing the bar section of the club. Shake what your mama gave you. Back to the lab, I dropped the truth, cause rhyming is more than just my craft. For a way to get ass or fast cast or blasted. Black women, make sure you're respected. When niggas is kicking that old off the wall shit, let them know from jump that it's not ignorant. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding is the key to wealth. Put some clothes on that ass if you respect yourself. With those hooker type wears, hun, you're playing yourself. With those skin tight jeans, baby, you're playing yourself. Everything all exposed, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. Everything all exposed, you're playing yourself. With those skin tight jeans, baby, you're playing yourself. With those hooker type wears, hun, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. Now, I don't bust a tech. Bubble drugs in the project, or use mics to sell sex. Niggas, nowadays it's all about this. So much yin-yang, it's ridiculous. If you got so much cheese, where are the black distributors? And these record companies shake them down like monsters. But imposters, like commercial locks are not rosters. Always faking moves, never making moves. Ask to shake bottles, pops, the government is breaking down, you fools. You work all week and give the devil back his loot for jewels. And the steak on your plate is filled with chemicals. Still, brothers be brothers, all battered and bruised on the streets. Won't see snakes on my feet. The race is on, but I won't compete in this competition because I have a greater mission. I hope that you listen. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding brings long life and health. Think anything else and you're playing yourself. So all that big Willie talk, hop, you're playing yourself. And all those skin tight jeans, hun, you're playing yourself. And all that rah, 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 you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. And all those hooker type wears, baby, you're playing yourself. And all that big gun talk, money, you're playing yourself. Everything